You please remain standing and open up the copy of your scriptures of Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. We'll be finishing this portion . I'm going to start at verse 7 and go to the end, just so that you can remember the context. Verse 7 begins on page 1485 in the Bibles provided. Hear the word of the Lord. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was, and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast. Unto the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. In regard to the beast, we did an extended Sabbath school last week on that to help us here. I'm going to go over it very briefly. The beast, of course, the seven heads being the seven hills and the kings which each of them represent, were the seven administrations over the city with seven hills, Rome. And we went through those. We went through those from the monarchy of Rome all the way to the one that was, the five that were, that was before John's time, the one that is at John's time, the emperors, and then the seventh, which was to come. That was the one that had not yet ruled over Rome. And we identified that as that which was the papal antichrist, or the papal kingdom over Rome. And you guys, if you know history, it's something maybe you're familiar with. 476, Rome fell. There was no more emperors ruling in Rome, but the Ostrogoths came, and they just kind of gave the rule of Rome to the Pope. And the Pope was a monarchy, and you can read about it. It lasted for 1,200 years. So the papal states, as they're called, which ruled over Rome, it was... An initial destruction happened in 1790 by Napoleon, and then you had a final destruction in 1850, when Napoleon III didn't allow any more rule in Rome by the Pope. So you have the papal control of Rome from that whole period as he's considered civilly. But notice this talks about he's a seventh and an eighth. And that the eighth is from of the seventh. And the eighth is talking about his ecclesiastical rule, which he still has over Rome as that bishopric and universal head of that church, which is subjected to Rome. And so that has not yet come to be destroyed. But who are these horns? Who are these 10 kings? We know that those papal states, in the period of time in which the Pope was monarch, absolute monarch over Rome, that there was indeed 10 kingdoms that come up from that. And those kingdoms still exist today as we think about them. We know Italy, France, Spain, Portugal. You know, Italy was broken up in many several different ones until the unification in the late 1800s. And so you had 10 kings coming up from the papal states and control at its greatest extent. But you also will have these same 10, which will be looking at the Antichrist and will dethrone him even from his seat as ecclesiastical. There's going to be one day, we don't see it now, but one day there will be some type of revolution, and that Roman see or bishopric will be toppled, and he'll have to run like he did in times past when he went to France or some other place and to rule from that portion and place. The civil has been accomplished, which is really neat to think about, unless you count the Vatican City, which he was given in 1912, where he still does have control, but it's only a quarter mile of that portion of Rome. So I don't think that really counts, but that's something we could talk about at my house if you want to come to the spaghetti dinner. So this is really neat. I'm reading the history of the papal states now, really fascinating history, and I hope to be able to have a more understanding of what exactly who the 10 horns are and to be able to identify them and look how they will be part of this toppling of that Romish see or bishopric in the future. And so that's the end of 17. We're going to be going into 18 next. What is this all about for us? You need to be praying for this to occur, because it will. The Lord's word is sure. And we need to be evangelizing those who are subjecting themselves to the papal church. We need to be reaching out to them, telling them to come out from among her. And that indeed is the next chapter. So we'll talk more about that in chapter 18 as we look as these vials are being poured out and we're seeing the details of that. This is overview. 18 will be the rest of vial 5 being poured out. And so we'll look at that, and then 19 is 6. And then, of course, we'll look at the very end of Revelation being that seventh and final vial.